Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 2. The Economy of God in 1st and 2nd Peter, Day 2. Related Verses, 2nd Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Seeing that His divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the full knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and virtue, through which He has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, He who has called you into His eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. Romans 8, verses 18 and 19, and 28 through 30. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed upon us. For the anxious watching of the creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of God. Verses 28 through 30. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Because those whom He foreknew, He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestinated, these He also called. And those whom He called, these He also justified. And those whom He justified, these He also glorified. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and unto the day of eternity. Amen. Suggested reading. At the beginning of his second epistle, Peter speaks concerning the divine provision. He tells us that the divine power has granted us and even imparted to us all things related to life and godliness in order that we may partake of the divine nature. Furthermore, according to chapter 1 of 2 Peter, the divine provision gives us not only the divine life, but also the divine light. At the end of his first epistle, Peter says, "But the God of all grace, who called you into His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you." Here, Peter indicates that we shall be grounded in God Himself. Then, at the end of his second epistle, Peter says, "But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Here, the knowledge of our Lord is equal to the truth, the reality of all that He is. Therefore, in this verse, Peter charges us to grow in grace and in truth, reality. Although Peter covers many matters in his epistles, the basic structure of his writings is the triune God becoming our grace that we may enjoy Him, grow in life, and through the growth in life be perfected, established, strengthened, and grounded in the triune God. 2 Peter 1:1 speaks of the equally precious faith allotted to us, which is the same faith that Peter had. Then, verse 3 speaks of the divine power within us, which has granted to us all things which relate to life within and godliness without. And verse 4 speaks of precious and exceedingly great promises. Finally, Verse 4 says that we are partakers of the divine nature. If we have these six items, precious faith, divine power, life, godliness, precious promises, and the divine nature, what else could we desire? We can never be rid of this precious faith within us. When we are under trials and temptations, we may say that it is no good to try to be a Christian. We simply cannot make it, so we try to drop being a Christian. However, we cannot drop it. We may try to drop the Lord, but He will not drop us. The precious faith grabs hold of us, because there is something living within us, which is precious faith. The more we try to drop the Lord, the more He lays hold of us. This is truly mysterious. This precious faith within us is the strongest confirmation that we have been chosen by God. It is from this living faith within us that we have the divine power. Today, many people are seeking the outward power of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. However, real power is not outward, but inward. We may illustrate this with atomic power. Atomic power is not merely outward. It is contained within even the poorest natural materials. Within us, there is a divine atomic power. This divine power has granted to us all things which relate to life and godliness. Life is the content within, and godliness is our living without. We have everything we need. God takes care of us in such a full and complete way. He knows our true condition, so He gives us many precious promises that through them we might become partakers of His divine nature, to be the same as He is in nature. How wonderful this is!